What is up, basketball fans? Welcome to another live edition of the NBA Outlet. I'm your host, Nick Faye. With me, as always, Corey Waldron. And guest on the show today, Dennis Dow. What's up, guys? How are you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Feeling NBA good? Finals. Tonight went as expected, but always a pleasure to talk hoops with you, Nick. And Dennis, it's been a while, but welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Having some camera issues at the moment still, but what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, so Dennis is all the way in Korea, so obviously he might have some tech issues. But Raptors picked up the Game 3 victory, 2-1. Obviously no Klay Thompson, no Kevin Durant. Kind of expected going to this game, but still some impressive stuff from the Raptors and a really impressive performance from Steph Curry.
Yeah, I think even though it was one of those where those two guys were going to be out, I think you could have easily talked yourself into – you know, every time it seems like the Warriors are going into a game where it's easy to count them out, they show up. And I think at the beginning, you know, the first quarter, I think, went badly for the Warriors, but they still, you know, I think they were only down, 8 points at the end of the first quarter. So I think going into the start of the game, I kind of thought that that was a good sign for them that they didn't get blown out in the first quarter.
Yeah, I mean, looking at it from the Warriors' perspective, I think we all kind of expected there to be a lot of Curry in this game. But for me, like, I was kind of looking forward to see what DeMarcus Cousins looked like in a bounce back after a really big game, too. There was a lot of Marcus Saul, DeMarcus Cousins in that first quarter. Both teams wanted to get their big men going early. Advantage went to Marcus Saul. DeMarcus Cousins just wasn't very good tonight. Just looked a little bit slower to me compared to game two. And, of course, you know, until the third quarter, Stephen Curry was the only Warrior to hit double figures. Obviously, Iggy had 8 points in the third to get it over to double digits. And then Draymond had a mildly decent fourth quarter. But it just felt like there was just not enough offense for the Warriors to be able to sustain any kind of big run to keep up with the Raptors. Actually, the Warriors' defense tonight was actually, I thought, pretty good. I mean, yeah, the Raptors' starters were extremely productive, but I didn't hate what I saw from the Warriors' defense. It was just one team had a lot more offensive weapons.
I think, yeah, and the Warriors' defense was inconsistent. They had really good stretches, and they had other stretches where they kind of got lazy, and that was just overall. But you're right. I think right from the start in the first quarter, it was kind of positive, but Curry had a really good first quarter, and the Warriors were still down, and you were looking at the rest of the team, like, where is Steve Kerr going to get offense? And by the end of the game, there was really nowhere else other than Steph Curry. Every run was like, all right, Steph's going to kind of get them back in this, and then the Raptors just stepped up. You know, we talked about this in game one. We knew, you know, Kawhi was going to step up, Lowry to have his moments, but it was about the other guys. Siakam, another good game. Gasol, Danny Green had a huge game with not only the threes, but also just the hustle plays he had out there. So I think another thing that really impressed on the Raptors side, and you guys let me know what you think, was the poise. You know, usually you're in, you know, Golden State facing them in their home arena. They get so much momentum, it's easy to kind of go down. I felt like the Raptors responded a lot tonight.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I think that finals experience with especially Green and Leonard, I think, you know, those are two guys that have been, you know, this is their third time in the finals, both of them. So I think those guys stepped up big. I think Danny Green is one of those guys where, you know, we've seen him have an entire finals where he's red hot. So I think he was due for a game like this. And Kawhi seems to be a kind of player that never gets too up or too down. And then, like, you know, like Corey said earlier, I think Gasol was huge for them. He was aggressive. I think Lowry as well. And, you know, a lot of pundits have said that it's about the aggressiveness of Lowry and Gasol. And I think that manifested itself tonight. I think Green hitting those shots. Van Vliet was awesome for them as well. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Raptors are a really, really good team. And I know people like to romanticize the LeBron Cavaliers, but I mean, this is a good team that the Warriors are facing in the finals.
I mean, looking at the Raptors lineup tonight, I mean, Danny Green obviously hitting threes. Some of the threes he hit were not easy threes either. Just really unconscious for long stretches of the game. As you mentioned, Dennis, this Raptors team in general is a lot different while Kyle Lowry and Marcus Saul are both being effective offensive weapons. And then the bench unit, I mean, Fred VanVleet didn't didn't have his usual scoring tear that he's been on the last couple of games. He had, of course, the dagger shot. I thought he was very effective. And then Serge Ibaka, I mean, didn't give them a ton offensively, but defensively, he was absolutely everywhere tonight. What did he finish with? Four or five blocks. It was an absolute menace in stretches where at first Marcus Cousins, I thought, was kind of winning that battle in the first half, and Ibaka came out with a lot more urgency in the second half. The Raptors just had everyone step up as we've been kind of waiting for this team to kind of have a game where everybody was on the same page. This was the game where it felt like everybody was on the same page besides the bench not giving them a ton of scoring.
Yeah, and they got enough from the starters where they really didn't need it. And you mentioned Ibaka. He had his mistakes, but he stepped up with those big hustle plays on a lot of those fast break blocks. And that's like points at easy momentum for Golden State. And like I said, kind of being able to respond to Golden State was really important. Now, we said Kawhi was the best Raptor tonight. Who would you say was the second best Raptor?
Oh, man, I think I'd have to go – gosh, I think it's a tie in some ways between – I thought Danny Green and Fred VanVleet. I think – VanVleet, you know, he was big in terms of not only did he hit some big shots for them, but he played really good defense on Steph. And he's kind of been the guy that has been able to kind of stay with Curry. And while Green is a good defender, I think Green's had some issues with staying out of foul trouble. So I think those two guys just stepped up huge. I think I'd have to give the edge to Danny Green just for the volume of scoring that he had tonight. So I think I'd have to say Danny Green.
I think honorable mention for me would be Marc Gasol, just because I think his ability to kind of throw DeMarcus Cousins off of his groove early and then get himself going was crucial. But I think Kyle Lowry for me is probably the second best player tonight. 23 points, 9 assists, 4 rebounds, played 43 minutes. I thought he was extremely aggressive tonight after fouling out in game 2. It was nice to have him on the court for the duration or basically the duration of this game. And this was, to me, his second best game in the playoffs aside from game 1 against the Milwaukee Bucks where he had that big game. I thought this was one of the better Kyle Lowry performances we've had so far in the playoffs.
He hit a lot of big threes, and he was definitely kind of annoying the Raptors, you know, drawing the fouls, getting fouls called on him, whatever it was. He was just kind of gritty tonight. I would agree probably Lowry is the second-best Raptor, but like you mentioned, Danny Green hit a lot of big threes as well. But getting to the Warriors side, what did you like about the Steph Curry performance?
I just think that Curry, to me, he's a difficult player to evaluate because he is the ultimate, like, plug-in guy, and he's one of the only superstars I think in the league that can cut out so much of his game and still be effective. I think for Curry, I think tonight was just a reminder that, like, the guy is a great basketball player. I know that a lot of people like to say that he's only a shooter, but I think the performance tonight can at least just remind people of how gifted of a scorer he is, and that, you know, if he was in a situation like a James Harden or in a situation like some of those guys where more of a burden is on them, I think he could put up those similar types of numbers. But in the context of team, I think he's always willing to sacrifice some of his own stuff to get other guys involved.
Yeah, I mean, Curry tonight showed exactly what you just said, Dennis. Like, I would love the thought of Curry on his own team was something that I thought of numerous times tonight. What does this look like when Curry's the guy who gets all of these shots on a nightly basis? Because as we mentioned a little bit off wax, or Nick mentioned, he had a lot of defensive attention on him. I mean, there was a lot of times he was getting double teamed. They were making it difficult on him, and he still shot just under 50%, got to the free throw line a ton tonight. And also, He was on the ground diving for loose balls more than just about any other Warrior tonight. I mean, he was laying it all out there. Obviously, the 47 points, 8 rebounds or 7 rebounds and 8 assists, whatever it was, the final stat line, did a little bit of everything. This was a tremendous Stephen Curry performance, and it just shows to me, I had this feeling midway through the third, even though the Raptors started going to run, that if I'm the Raptors, I'm a little scared for the fact that we just couldn't really put away this team without Curry. Granted, it's a completely different game if those guys like Klay and Durant are in. But to me, it's a little bit worrisome that the Warriors were able to maintain or at least never be out of this game the entire duration with just Curry as the offensive weapon.
Yeah, I mean, it is scary considering there was times where he's scoring on like three different Raptors and they're all just looking at him, he's working them. And now it's like, oh, Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant are probably going to be back for game four. Obviously, you know, Curry's best finals performance to date. And it was huge. There was just a lot of momentum. Like you said, he was really competitive and you can tell he just wanted to win this game. But before we get any further, just a quick reminder, we are doing a giveaway on the show. We're going to do, you know, announcement later on. All you got to do is just leave a question and a comment in the YouTube chat. But a little bit more on the Warriors side, what are your thoughts on who let you down the most? Like that you expect to kind of step up in the absence of Klay and KD?
I think McKinney, you know, he's a guy that I think he's played really well at times in the playoffs. And I think tonight he just had some, you know, he wasn't getting a lot of good shots. He dropped a couple of passes that people dropped off to him. But the bigger one, I think, is obviously Cousins, who, you know, game two, he had a big game. And tonight, I think Van Gundy brought it up in the broadcast. He just didn't have a lot of lift. Everything around the rim, if there was anybody near him, he had trouble finishing through contact. And defensively, he was, you know, not great. So I'd say probably DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're looking at the star power that this Warriors team had, it's funny, star power going into this game. I mean, Draymond, I thought was decent. I still thought he had a lot of careless turnovers at certain points tonight. But I think you're right. I think Cousins, after the game two performance, the fact that we know he's an all-star, when he is healthy, he is superstar caliber level. And he just wasn't very good tonight. Defensively didn't look great. Obviously couldn't get much going offensively. And he missed a couple looks right around the rim, which I have to believe if DeMarcus Cousins is 100% healthy, he's not missing them. A couple of them were just a lack of touch or just a little bit discomfort or not getting off the ground enough. So I think Cousins was probably the most disappointing. But also just from like my point, I expect a little bit more out of like guys like Quinn Cook. I was hoping the Klay going down would kind of help him get going more. He had a nice little Kemba Walker step back at one point, but it was a lot to be left desired by the role players of this Warriors team.
Yeah, I'm not as worried about Cousins because I just felt like he looked really fatigued, and I think expectations were probably just a little high for him going to game three because he played so well coming off a blown quad. But you know, I thought Draymond would have a bigger impact earlier in the game. Most of his points came in the second half offense. Like you said, Corey, there was a couple times he just threw some really bad passes that you just don't throw in the NBA Finals. So, and then Andre Iguodala, he hit a couple threes in the second half, but first half, not much. Quinn Cook, they're just really like you expect the guys to step up, but no one really could. And it's not that surprising considering what you were looking at going to the game.
Yeah, I mean, I know everyone drew the comparison, but this did really have a 2015 LeBron feel to it, where it felt like all the offense could only come from one guy, and you were just kind of hoping that you could get enough from the other guys.
Well, and I would jump in as well there and say that, like, with Draymond, I know there were a couple of people kind of, you know, killing him on Twitter based on what I saw. I think Draymond, though, he's the kind of guy that, like, you know, Draymond Green, he's not going to be a guy that is able to kind of – carry a team offensively in terms of a scoring load. You know, he's the type of guy that if you put him with other good players that can score, like he's going to fill up a stat sheet, and because he does those kind of things. So I think in a lot of ways it was difficult for him tonight because I think that some of the things that he's normally able to do with guys like Klay and Steph and KD, you know, he's not able to do when you're surrounded with guys that aren't as good of shooters or aren't as good as offensive players.
Yeah, no, it's very true. And obviously it's an adjustment going without playing these guys for one game after playing with them all season long. But anybody else on the Warriors side you were a little disappointed with? Or just they pretty much hit expectations considering the injuries they have?
I think we can officially say that Sean Livingston's best days are behind him.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we already kind of knew that. But I think after seeing him again in the starting lineup today, the fact that he never could shoot, but he definitely just looks like he's definitely taking a full step backwards. He's just not the same kind of guy out there. The mid-range jumper for him used to be automatic. There was a couple of times tonight he got that look and missed it. So for me, it was also just like a realization that some of these guys in the Warriors are just nearing the end of their career.
But I would jump in as well and just say that I think, though, the good thing for the Warriors is the fact that, you know what, like even though those guys missed those shots, they were aggressive. You know, Iguodala was aggressive taking threes. Draymond took some threes. And even though those guys aren't great shooters, like, you have to take those shots. You know, as a lot of people like to say, it's a make or miss league. If Draymond hits a couple, if Iguodala hits a couple, you know, it's a different game. So I think it was good that they took those shots. But obviously, you know, if you have a choice between Klay Thompson taking those shots versus anybody else on their roster besides Curry and Durant, I think obviously you'd take Thompson.
Yeah, exactly. But moving on to game four, what do you guys expect in terms of the status of Klay and KD? Obviously, that's going to really determine the outcome as much as we could talk about adjustments.
Well, I think, you know, you have to think that Klay is going to be more important to them just because I think KD, you know, he hasn't played in 2.5 weeks or so. So I think there's a concern with, you know, is he going to be able to jump right into the finals and play 35 minutes? Or is it going to be a situation where he needs to be on a minutes restriction? Whereas Klay, you know, he's been playing, he missed one game. So I think he would be able to kind of jump in and help them a little more.
I mean, you're missing Klay, I think, more than you're missing Durant at this point in time. And what I mean by that is I think you miss Klay a lot more defensively. Because I think a big reason why Kyle Lowry was able to be effective tonight and Danny Green were able to be effective tonight is because they didn't have the tenacious kind of perimeter defender that they have in Klay Thompson. At least guard those guys even for stretches. And when you don't have that kind of defense out there, it just changes the way the guards can attack you. This is one of the first nights where the guards for Toronto, I thought, pretty much just were in complete control of the tempo a lot of the time. I mean, even Danny Green had a fast had a chase down block at one point. Just those guards just really got up, and I think it started because they were getting so many offensive looks early. They got into rhythm. So for me, it would just be Klay getting back. And I agree, Dennis. I think no matter when Durant comes back, I don't think we can expect Durant to be Kevin Durant this series even if he comes back. I think we have to expect him to be, even at his best, like 85%, because he's not going to be in game shape. At least I can't see him being fully in game shape. If he's got to play, let's say, you know, a high 30-minute game, game six or so, how does he bounce back from having all those minutes on him? So I think Klay Thompson is probably the guy.
Yeah, and Klay's injury isn't quite as serious, and obviously he'll only be out one game. And it looked like if it was a game seven, he probably would have played tonight. So, but what are your predictions for game four?
I think the Warriors, I think if they get Durant and Thompson back, I think the Warriors can take game four. I like them bouncing back. I find it hard to believe that, you know, as much as I love Danny Green, I think it's hard to see him having another game like he had tonight in terms of shooting the ball. So we'll see. I like the Warriors, I think, in game four, and I like it tied going back to Toronto.
Yeah, I have the Warriors winning game four. I actually have the Warriors winning in six. So technically, by the way this lines up, the Warriors win out. Now, granted, my prediction is also highly based on whether or not the Warriors are healthy or not, because, you know, who knows? Do we not get Klay? Like, maybe Klay has a setback tomorrow, and he's not close to being ready for game five. Or maybe Durant's, you know, or game four, I should say, excuse me. And maybe Durant's not ready. So I think injuries play a big part of it. But I do think the Warriors bounce back in game four. Because I really liked what I saw from Curry. And I think you get a guy healthy. And I like what you said, too, Dennis, about Danny Green. Is he really going to be this light out from three again? I don't know, probably not. Kyle Lowry doesn't seem to normally have these kind of offensive showings in back-to-back games. I think you're going to expect this from Kawhi. Siakam's really been hit or miss. This was a better Siakam game. And also, I think, you know, DeMarcus Cousins played 19 minutes tonight compared to 27 in game two. Maybe the little bit of rest does him better. Maybe he comes back with a little bit more juice, and maybe they bring back Klay. So then also, Cousins can move a little bit more freely out there on the court again. So I think Warriors win game four.
Yeah, I agree. Pretty much for all the reasons you guys said, just, you know, Klay's going to be back. It's not only going to help them offensively, more spacing and relieve Curry a little bit, but defensively, giving them another perimeter defender like that, and allows them to do different things for Draymond Green, allows him to help a little bit more, other guys to help, because you have Klay locking down somebody, whoever it may be, if it's Lowry or Kawhi, which we saw a little bit in game two as well. But guys, any other thoughts you want to get out there about game three or game four?
I think it's been a really good finals. I think, even, you know, despite the injuries, I think that it's been fun. I think, you know, the Raptors have been a good team. unfortunately, you know, I think injuries have played a huge part. So, you know, you always worry that, you know, teams aren't going to be healthy, and that kind of dominates the conversation. But, you know, I hope that those guys are able to come back healthy. And, you know, I hope that it can go, you know, I'd love to see it go seven games. That would be great. But I'm just excited for more of these games. I like the two teams going at each other. I think it's been great basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough that we've had to deal with injuries in these finals. But when it comes to a competitive standpoint, I mean, this has been one of the more competitive NBA finals we've had since the 3-1 comeback by the Cavaliers a couple of years ago. You know, where at any given, at least to this point in time through three games, I mean, tonight we kind of knew who was going to win after Clay was labeled out, but we really didn't know who was going to win game one or game two. This series has really been up in the air before tonight, and it looks like it's still going to be an up in the air series as long as these guys continue to be questionable. But it's been fun, and I think this is good for the NBA. I know I saw some fake ratings thing saying the NBA ratings are tanking because LeBron isn't out. It was a fake stat. The ratings are down slightly. But this has been an entertaining series. Don't let the people fool you. You don't need LeBron James to have an entertaining NBA Finals.
Yeah, and I even thought tonight's game, even that, you know, that Clay was out, that there was almost a chance at certain points where, like, maybe the Warriors are going to do this. And obviously we saw a really good performance from Steph Curry. But before we get out of here, we'll go and give somebody the headband and wristbands for tonight. It's all OTG staff, mostly in the chat. So we're going to go with the newbie here. And Karen, you win the headband and wristband. You can obviously hit up the account on Twitter and we'll send that over to you. But as always, appreciate everybody checking in, listening, watching, whatever it may be. You can check us out iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, OTG Basketball.com, Google Play, Dash Radio, and YouTube.
Peace out.